我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，因为主啊，你爱我们，你愿意我们呼召我们每一个人都来到你的面前，不管是婴孩还是各个年龄。主啊，愿主你继续的帮助我们，叫我们能够永远的就像是的与你同行，知道主你的爱，借着我们群体的爱，真的是一路与你同行，直到见你面。这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。我们今天的经文，取自路加福音第二章第八到第二十一节。
Our passage this morning is taken from the book, Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 8 to 20.
路加福音第二章第八到第二十一节，我会以华语来念。Those that read in English, you can read from the PowerPoint. 路加福音第二章第八到第二十一节，儿童可以到五楼主日学区，儿童可以到五楼主日学区。好，让我来念。那时，在附近的野地里，有牧羊的人夜间轮流看守羊群。有主的一位天使向他们显现，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就极其惧怕。那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，留意听着，我报给你们大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。”今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布条卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵和那天使一同显现，赞美神说：荣耀归于至高之处的神，平安归于在地上他所喜悦的人。众天使离开他们升天后，牧羊的人彼此说：让我们往伯利恒去，看看所发生的事，就是主所指示我们的。他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又见到那婴孩卧在马槽里。既看见了，就把天使论这话，这孩子的话传开了。凡听见的都诧异牧羊的人对他们所说的话，玛利亚却把这一切事珍藏在心里，反复思想。牧羊的人就回去，因所听见、所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞他。满了八天，就给这孩子行割礼，给他起名叫耶稣。这就是没有成胎以前天使所起的名。弟兄姐妹，圣诞快乐
！Blessed Christmas to all of us, dear brothers and sisters in Christ.
今天是圣诞节，你们快乐吗
？Are we happy? That's Christmas Day today.
好像不是很快，你们快乐吗？快乐，哇，讲得很大声哦。不过，你们是真的快乐吗
？Well, we are loud and clear when we shout that we are happy, but are we truly happy?
真的喜乐吗
？Are we really filled with joy?
你知道，如果是真的快乐、真的喜乐，那个反应应该是什么吗
？Would you know what the response would be for a person who is truly filled with joy?
昨天晚上我讲了这个圣诞节的信息，今天我要讲关于这个反应。
Well, last night I preached about Christmas, and today I want to talk on the response to Christmas.
因为在这个路加福音里面呢，它就是有这么样的一个特点。
Because this is in fact something that we see in the book of Luke.
它的特点呢，就是这个路加他特别强调这个赞美主，还有归荣耀与神。
In that the book of Luke emphasizes on praising God and also giving God the glory.
你可能会觉得说，哦。赞美主归荣耀与神，这个没什么大不了啊。如果你 你高兴，你就是要赞美主，就是要归荣耀与神，这个很自然的事情。
Well, we may think there's no big deal about praising God, of giving Him the glory, and it's something that we do when we feel good.
可是其实如果你仔细的比较一下的话，你就发现，哎，路加真的是有特别强调这件事情。
But if we make a comparison between the gospel, between the books in the Bible, we will find that Luke indeed really have such an emphasis.
在赞美主、赞美神这个词呢，在马太福音里面只出现四次。
The word praise the Lord only appeared four times in the book of Matthew.
在马可福音里面呢，一次。
Once in Mark.
在约翰福音里面可以说是半次，因为它不是赞美神，而是神的赞美。
And in John, it didn't actually appear because it's only talk about the praise of God, rather than praising God.
God's praise.
God's praise.
可是在整个路加福音里面，包括使徒行传里面呢，这个赞美神就出现了25次。
But in both Luke and Acts, we find 25 occurrences of praising God.
所以比起其他福音书呢，其实这个路加呢，他其实是很刻意的要来强调赞美神，还有归荣耀与神。
And so in comparison to the other three Gospels, Luke really emphasizes on praising God and giving God the glory.
所以我们要问就是说，哎，为什么在路加的记录里面会有这么多的人，不同的人在那边赞美神呢？
And so we would like to ask a question that why there are so many records of people praising God in the book of Luke.
所以我一开始就讲到了，因为喜乐，喜乐就是使人能够赞美神，归荣耀于神。
The reason I mentioned right at the beginning is because of joy.
所以喜乐这个词呢，在整个路加跟使徒行传里面也出现了28次。
And we also find the word joy appearing 28 times in Luke Acts.
这也是远远超过其他福音书的
which is a lot more times compared to the other gospels.
所以玛利亚在这个第一章里面呢，她就是这样子的，要赞美神。
And Mary has these words of praise in chapter one of Luke.
第47节，她就说：“我的灵与我的救主为乐。”
We find in verse 47 where she said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior."
因为喜乐。他就向神赞美。
And she praised God because she was joyous.
那这个东西呢，我们不要习以为常。
Well, let us not think that this is something that happened every day.
其实，在整个记录里面呢，我们会看到，不管是施洗约翰也好，或者是耶稣的所做的事情，他们的出现也好。
Well, in fact, when we look at the whole book, maybe the deeds of John the Baptist or so on.
其实不同的人对他们都是有很多不同的反应。
And actually, people respond differently to the appearance of John and to Jesus.
有的呢，看到他所做的事情呢，就好像看魔术一样，他们就是很稀奇。
Some people will see what John and Jesus does and think that they are observing a magic show.
有的呢，可能他们就想到，哦，你既然可以这样子，可能你可以做别的，他们就开始幻想，有其他的期待。
Others will imagine that Jesus will do more things for them because of they have seen what he has done.
有的人呢，因为他们的出现呢，就会开始嫉妒，或者是开始生气。
And there are others who will be filled with jealousy when they look at Jesus and John.
这许多的反应呢，我们在其他的福音书里面都可以看得到。
We can see all these responses in the other gospels.
不过在特别在路加福音里面。
But especially when we come to the book of Luke.
如果你仔细观察的话。
If we were to observe it carefully.
你会发现人们的反应呢。路加就特别记录说，他们的反应往往就是喜乐。
And we'll find that most of the time, the response will be one of joy.
所以因为喜乐呢，他们呢就赞美神，归荣耀于神。
And because of rejoicing, they praise God.
然后如果我们现在单单来看，比方说路加福音第一章里面
，If you were to turn to chapter one of the Gospel of Luke,
天使是这样子的来跟撒迦利亚说
，This is what the angel said to Zechariah.
在14节，他说你必欢喜快乐，然后他说什么？他说也会有许多人因为这个孩子的出生，也就是施洗约翰的出生呢，他们也会喜乐。
The angel said to Zechariah that you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at the birth of this child.
所以我们可以看到，他就特别的记录说，施洗约翰会给许多人带来喜乐。
And so we see here that it says that John will bring joy to many people.
你自己也会喜乐
，and even yourself will be filled with joy.
然后当这个玛利亚去看这个伊丽莎白的时候
，and when Mary visited Elizabeth,
也是这样子的，以利沙白在44节就说，我腹里的胎也就欢喜跳动，因为 他也就是形容他的喜乐。
And it says that the baby in her jumped with joy, jumped because of joy.
然后在这个施洗约翰真的出世的时候，58节这里也是这样形容，说灵里亲族听见主向他大施怜悯，就和他一同欢乐。
And at the birth of John, verse 58 says, and her neighbors and her relatives heard that the Lord had showed great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her.
在今天的经文里面呢，也是有这样子的记录。
We read about joy in today's passage.
第十节，天使就对牧羊人说：“不要惧怕，留意听着。”为什么呢？他说：“因为我要报给你大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。”
Verse 10 says, and the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people."
所以在路加福音里面特别强调这件事情，就是人会要赞美神，要归荣耀于神，而且是因为他们喜乐。
And so we read of this emphasis in Luke that people want to praise God and give glory unto Him because they rejoice.
那为什么喜乐呢？
And why do they rejoice?
因为神所成就的事。
Because of the work that God has done.
路加福音在一开始的就说：“提阿非罗啊，我有很多人提笔作书，要述说在我们中间所成就的事，神。”在我们中间所成就的事。
Luke began his entire gospel by saying that, by writing to Theophilus and said that many people has been writing about what God has accomplished amongst people.
所以我们可以看到，这个就是路加他写这个他的福音书的这个用意。
And so we see his point of writing.
要将神在人中间所成就的这件事情，他要去查明确实，然后他就把它记录下来，跟我们讲。
That he want to investigate all that God has done, record it, and to proclaim it.
可是从这边我们看到，从神所成就的事，然后一直到过后人会感到喜乐和赞美神，这中间还有一个很重要的关键的过程。
But there's something that we need to meditate upon in between what God has done and the response of people by praising and giving God the glory.
你们知道这个？重要的过程是什么吗？
What is the breach that we need to discover?
这也是我今天信息的一个很重要的关键。
This what happened in between is in fact the emphasis of this morning sharing.
从神所成就的事情到后来能够欢喜快乐赞美神。
From what God has done to the response of people.
那就是要去看见，要去听见，要去看。
The breach is to go and to see and to hear.
在路加的整个故事里面呢，留下了许多这个很戏剧性的描述。
There are a lot of dramatic description in the Gospel of Luke.
就拿今天的这段经文里面。
For example, in today's passage.
蓝色的部分都是讲说他们要去看，然后要去而且是去看见了、听见了就讲了，别人就听，听了又看见，然后最后他们就说：“哦，归荣耀于神，赞美他。”
All the fonts in blue describe about people going and seeing, and thereafter they praise God.
在十六节那里的有一个很特别的字，他说他们是急忙的去。
And in verse 16, there is such a description of the way that the people went. It says that they went there with a sense of urgency.
这个词呢，在第一章里面呢也有出现。
This word, when with urgency or with haste, we see it also in chapter 1.
在第一章的时候呢，当这个天使加百列向玛利亚出现的时候。
In chapter 1, when Angel Gabriel appeared to,
Mary.
To Mary.
然后玛利亚就对天使说，我没有出嫁，那我怎么可能能够生孩子呢？
Then Mary responded by saying that how can I give birth since I'm a virgin and I'm not married?
天使就说，会有圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫庇你。
And Mary replied by saying, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the might of God will protect you."
然后呢，他特别又留下了一个记号。他说，你的亲戚以利沙白虽然年老了，她也要怀男胎。那素来不生孕的，现在已经有六个月的身孕了。
An angel also said that the barren old relative Elizabeth is not pregnant, and she is 6 months into her pregnancy.
然后他说什么呢？他就这样子记录，他说玛利亚就立刻起身，然后呢急忙到那地里。
And then in verse 39 of chapter 1, we read about Mary. Mary, it says that in those days, Mary rose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah.
然后在今天的记录里面呢，也是一样的。 这个天使呢，向牧人显现。And
today, similarly, read about appearance of the angel to the shepherds.
然后呢，天使就对牧人说，在今天在大卫城里为你们生的救主就是主基督。And
the angel declared to them that today, in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ, the Lord, has been born unto you.
然后呢，他就说，你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
He said that you will all see a sign for you, which is a baby that's wrapped in the swaddling clothes.
然后十五节是那些牧人就说，那我们要去伯利恒，我们要去看这个所成就的事情。
And then in verse 15, it says that when the angel went away from them, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see these things that happened."
16节就特别提到说他们是急忙的去看。
And the next verse mentioned that they went with haste.
所以你可能会觉得，相当有趣。
Well, we might find this interesting.
为什么这些人他们紧张些什么呢？
What are they being so urgent about?
为什么他们要去的这么急忙呢？
Why do they all run in haste?
这个玛丽，这个伊丽莎白，她大肚子6个月。
Well, Elizabeth was pregnant for 6 months.
所以还有一些时间。
And there's still a few more months to go.
为什么要赶着去呢？
What's the rush?
然后这个耶稣他诞生的时候是晚上。
And when Jesus was given birth, it was in the night.
所以这些牧人他们可以明天早上再去。
And so the shepherd could have actually visited him in the morning.
弟兄姐妹，我们千万不要忽略在这里所说的这个急忙。
And dear brothers and sisters, let us read carefully or take note of this word with haste.
因为这个急忙其实呢，它的这个字里面呢是象征一种积极，一种认真。
Because this word with haste actually expresses a sense of enthusiasm and seriousness.
他们是很积极、很认真的要去认定、要去看神所留下的这个记号。
They want to check things out and be clear about it, and then they are enthusiastic and serious about it.
所以我们在整个路加的整个记录里面呢，我们会看到这样子的一个记录，这样的一个模式是不断的重复。
And so we will see that Luke record repeatedly such a paradigm.
就是神在人的中间成就他的事。
That's God accomplished something in the midst of among men.
留下了记号。
And then he gave them a sign.
当人听见的时候呢，人就要去看。
And when they see the sign, when they hear of the sign, they want to go and witness it.
看见后呢，就要欢喜快乐。
And when they witness it, they rejoice.
而当欢喜快乐的时候，当然就是赞美神。
And the product of their rejoicing was to praise God and give Him the glory.
弟兄姐妹, 这就是福音的效果。
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the effect of the gospel, or the gospel effect.
当神来到我们中间成就事的时候呢, 就是要达到这样的一个效果。
This is what God wants to accomplish when He comes into our midst.
为什么神成就这些事情, 就是要让人能够来到神的面前赞美他、归荣耀与他。
The things that God accomplished has this final aim, that is, we will come before Him and render Him praise.
所以在使徒行传里面也是这样子的形容那些初期教会的那些信徒。
And this is what we see in the early church and the Christian worshiping there.
当他们聚集的时候，就是要来彼此见证神所彰显出来、所显明的这些福音。
They all come to proclaim what God has done amongst them.
然后呢，就带着欢喜快乐，天天赞美敬拜主。
And then they will praise God daily, filled with joy.
在路加福音，他写到整个福音写完的时候
，At the end of the Gospel of Luke.
在24章第50节也是这样子形容。
We find this in the end of chapter 24 of Luke.
Sorry. 在路加福音第24章50节这里形容说，耶稣领他们到伯大尼的对面去，就举手给他们祝福。
Luke chapter 24 verse 50 says that Then he led them, out as far as Bethany. I think Pastor didn't read that. And then it says that, and lifting up his hand, he blessed them.
正祝福的时候，他就离开他们，并带他们 到天被然后他被带到天上去。
While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven.
然后这里就形容了，他就说他们就拜他，然后大大的欢喜，然后回到耶路撒冷去。
And it says here that and they worship him and return to Jerusalem with great joy.
常在殿里称颂主。
And were continually in the temple blessing God.
昨天晚上我形容了什么是福音。
Well, I mentioned to us what is the gospel last evening.
那就是神愿意来到我们当中。
That is God willing to come into our midst.
然后告诉我们，我们是属于他的。
And to tell us that we belong to him.
今天我的信息也很简单。
And my message this morning is a simple one.
那就是当我们听到了这个福音的时候
，That is when we get to hear of this gospel.
我们的反应应该是什么呢
？What should our response be?
我们的反应就是应该是积极的去见证。
Ours should be should be to witness this gospel with a sense of enthusiasm.
而当我们看到神所留下的记号的时候，我们就是欢喜快乐。
And we respond with joy once we see the sign that God has lived for us to behold.
而欢喜快乐过后呢，就是赞美神，归荣耀于神。
And then when we are filled with joy, we praise him.
今天也是2016年最后的一堂崇拜。
Well, we are now conducting the last service of this year.
请容许我在这个圣诞节的这个主日呢，说一些心里的话。
And allow me to say something deep from my heart, deep my heart on this Christmas Sunday.
那就是如果我们说我们是神的子民
，That is if we were to acknowledge that we are the people of God.
我们的作为神的子民，我们就是要赞美他，就是要归荣耀于神。
And as people of God, we praise him and we give unto him glory.
你们认为在一堂崇拜里面最重要的这个环节是什么呢
？What do you think is the most important segment in any worship service?
什么环节是真正的表达说我们每一个主日我们来我们聚集我们要来崇拜它的这个哪一个环节真正能够表达这样的意义呢
Which segment most fully expresses that we want to come We want to come and we want to render God praise and glory
当然在崇拜里面每一个环节都是重要每一个都有浓厚的意义是的
Now of course the liturgy of the service is well designed and every segment is important
可是我认为最重要的就是一开始的那个荣耀颂，我们说，我们一体，我们说荣耀归于至高神。
But to me, the most important is the hymn that we sing right at the start, "Glory to God the highest."
难道不是这样吗
？Isn't so?
我们之所以每个礼拜我们来，我们每个主日我们聚集，我们敬拜。
Well, we come every Sunday because
我们就是要来回应神。回应神在我们当中所成就的事。
Because we want to respond to what God has done amongst us.
因为神对我们的恩典。
Because of His grace unto us.
我们就对神这样子的表达，我们流入。
We want to express to Him our response, true praise.
因为神，我们说是的，荣耀真的归于至高神。
We want to respond by saying that glory to God in the highest.
荣耀归神，荣耀。归神
and glory be unto God, glory be unto Him.
所以，请容许我这么说。
And so allow me to just say this.
崇拜的这个环节，我们一定要重视。
We should focus upon the segment of the worship service, which is the singing, the worship part.
在今年里面
，Yeah, in this year.
我对这件事情我有说话。
I've mentioned something about us coming to the worship service.
查牧师也有说。
Likewise, Reverend Chang also mentioned something concerning this.
我们的敬拜施工主席明月长老也说了。
Our Elder James also mentioned something towards this.
我就看到大家是的进步了很多。
And I see great improvement amongst us.
迟到的人越来越少。
More people come punctually.
以前崇拜的时候开始的时候呢，出席人数有时候少过一半。
Well, I used to see less than 50% when the worship service starts.
现在至少是超过一半。
And now it is more than half.
我能够感觉到大家是有在努力。
I can see that we are all putting in effort.
不过我想，我希望大家也能够尝试的从，也许从我的角度来看这件事情。
But I hope that we can see this matter from my perspective.
我作为这个教会的牧者。
As a pastor in this church.
我觉得这件事情，我们必须是尽善尽美的。
I think this is something that we have to do it with our greatest effort.
我们崇拜的一开始，我们就说：“是的，荣耀归于至高神。”
We want to all declare and proclaim right from the very start of the worship service that glory be unto God the highest.
这个是我们作为一个群体，我们作为一家人，我们表达说：“是的，我们要回应神的同在。”
This is what we want to do as a community and as a family, that we respond to God being in our midst.
我们要回应神在我们当中所成就的事情。
We respond to the great work that God has done amongst us.
我们要回应我们心里对他的感恩，还有这个喜乐。
We want to respond to Him by expressing our gratitude and our joy.
所以，如果我们真的感受说，是的，神对我们的恩典，神所成就的事情。
If we really sense with a sense of gratitude what God has done in our lives.
我们每个星期领受了这么多。
And for all the goodness that we experience and receive each week,
我们应该是就说哇，真的，我们领受了一个星期的恩典，我们礼拜天就来到神的面前，我们要赞美他。
Then let me just repeat verbatim. Then we have to say, "Wow, I have received so much, so Sunday I want to come and worship God."
然后就坐在这里，就等待主席的指示。
And then we sit here waiting for the signal from the worship leader.
然后我们作为一个敬拜群体，我们作为一家人。我们一同就向神表达说：“是的，一起来，荣耀归于至高神。”
And as a worship community and as a big family, we respond by saying that glory to God in the highest.
弟兄姐妹，是这样的吗 ？Amen.
Is that what we will see?
Amen. Amen. 是的。
这样够大声啊？
心里
心里啊。
我们比较含蓄一点。我希望在2017年。
I hope in the new year.
我们喜年堂就不再一样。
I hope that Jubilee will not be the same.
每个人在敲钟之前就已经做好。
That we will all be, we have all seated down before the bell rings.
然后崇拜一开始的时候。
And at the very start of the worship service.
我总觉得这个是我off track 先。我觉得是很享受的事情。你坐在这边，然后你听着那个钟声。
I think it's something that I truly enjoy listening to the bell. Maybe he doesn't use an alarm clock in the morning.
这个礼堂的人就享受不到了。不过在大堂的，你在坐在这里，你就享受着那个钟声，告诉你说崇拜要开始了。
Our pastor really enjoy listening to the bell being sound.
然后我们就一开始就从心里表达说：“是的，荣耀归于至高神。”
And right from the start, we worship with our heart and say the glory to God in the highest.
是不是应该是这样
？Shouldn't it be so?
是， Amen. 那弟兄姐妹。这件事情是要反映我们对神的一个心态。
Dear brothers and sisters, what we've been mentioning, does it tell of what kind of attitude we have unto God?
所以我不觉得这个事情要用纪律来处理。
So I don't see this from an angle of discipline.
我不想说你是每个星期哦，因为我要做一个准时的人，所以我就逼自己要准时来敬拜主。
I don't want it to be the case that because we want to be a punctual person, so we come punctually.
我不想用纪律说哦，是我是逼自己每个星期能够来。如果是这样，何苦呢
？I don't want to want us to think that because I want to be a disciplined person, so I have to force myself to come on time.
这件事情必须从我们是。已经见证了神的福音，我们必须从这个事情开始。
To come and praise God must be something that stems from we being a witness of the gospel.
然后，因为我们见证了神的福音
，and when we are witness His gospel,
我们是心甘情愿。
We come willingly,
因为我们是带着喜乐，我们要来回应神的恩典。
Because we come to respond to God with joy,
我们是被神自己感动。
We are being moved by God.
然后我们发自内心说：“是的。”我要来，我要归荣耀于神。
And from deep within our hearts, we say we want to come, and we want to give God the glory.
所以老实说，我是有注意到。
And so I do. I have taken notice.
每一次讲到以后
，that each time after I preached,
那个回应诗呢，是比之前的那个敬拜赞美更要大声。
That the response song usually sounds louder than the earlier worship songs.
我可以明白，因为我们听到以后，我们的反应是。真诚，我们说我们要来赞美神，归荣耀于神。
Well, I can understand the increase in decibel because when we have heard the word, and then we receive it, and therefore we want to respond with gusto.
所以我们要想一下。
And let us just think about one point.
我们怎么样是如何在崇拜的一开始就是这样子的，带着喜乐，我们带着这个兴奋，我们要来回应神 怎么样有这样的一个心态呢？
Let's ask ourselves, how can we come right from the start of the worship service that we want to respond to God with joy?
我觉得其实我们的所谓的主日崇拜应该是我们整个星期的信徒生活的一个结晶。
I think the Sunday worship service should really be the prime or the prime segment of our weekly life as a worshipper.
我们整个星期是怎么样的生活？
How have we lived our week?
我们整个星期是怎么样的与主同行？
And how have we walked with the Lord along the week?
来到主日的时候，
When we come to the Lord's day,
一开始我们就是带着什么样的心情来回应神？
Then, when it comes to the Lord's Day, that is the kind of attitude and emotions that we bring to respond unto God.
我刚才一开始就提到路加呢，对于这个赞美神、荣耀归神，他是特别特别的注意跟提到。
I mentioned right from the start that Luke laid great emphasis on praising God and giving God the glory.
所以在路加福音里面呢，他也有对于这个荣耀归神呢，他有两个小故事。
And so there are also two stories that he mentioned about giving God the glory in his gospel.
我希望用这两个小故事来给大家在每日的信徒生活里面一个小小的学习。
And I hope that this can grant us a little bit of lessons on how to live life.
第一个是关于一个人他将荣耀归于神。
The first one is about one who gives glory to God.
这个故事记录在路加福音第十七章。
We find this in John's Luke 17.
路加福音第十七章第十一节，这里形容说耶稣往他正往耶路撒冷去。
Luke 17:11 record about Jesus going to Jerusalem.
然后第十二节呢，就进了一个村子，那边有十个长大麻风的迎过来，远远的站着。
And then in chapter 12, he talks about he entered a village and he met 10 lepers.
然后在那些长大麻风的就说：“耶稣啊，夫子啊，可怜我们吧。
”And the lepers were shouting to him, said that Jesus must have mercy on us.
耶稣看见他们就说：“你们去把身体给祭司看。
”And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourself to the priests."
然后他们在去的路途中呢，就已经洁净了。
And then as they went, they were cleansed.
其中一个看见自己好了。就回来大声的，这里说什么？他归荣耀于神。
And then one of them, when he saw that he has been healed, he turned back and praised God with a loud voice.
然后又匍匐在耶稣的面前感谢他。
And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet and giving him thanks.
这里特别提到说，这个人是一个撒玛利亚人。
And here mention is here highlight especially that this person is a Samaritan.
耶稣就说，洁净的不是十个人吗？
Then Jesus answered and said that, were there not 10 cleansed?
九个在哪里呢？
Where are the 9?
然后就说，除了这个外族人，难道没有别的人？他说回来说什么？归荣耀与神吗？
He asked, was there no one found to return to give thanks to God except this foreigner?
然后呢，他就对这个人说，起来吧，因为你的信救了你。
And then he said to him, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well.
十个人被医好。
10 were healed.
可是只有一个回来归荣耀与神。
But only one came back to give glory unto God.
而且这里很特别提到说，哎，反而是一个撒玛利亚人。
And he highlight that is a Samaritan and not a Jew.
在这里呢，我想差别就在一个感恩的心。
I believe the difference lies in whether one has a heart of gratitude.
神在我们的生命里面，我想是。一个星期里面总是有种种许多的恩典。
I believe that when God is in our life, every week we will have experience and receive grace and blessings.
我们是不是有时候做信徒太久了？
Could it be the case that we have been a Christian for too long?
我们是否早已习以为常了？
That we have become somewhat numb to all the grace and blessings.
然后我们忘记了感恩。
That we forgot to give thanks to God.
所以这里就提醒我们。
So here reminds us.
每一个星期那种感恩的心
that from week to week this heart of gratitude to God
然后到主日的时候呢那就是一个机会
or rather from day to day we have this heart of gratitude to God and when it comes to the Lord's day this is the time that we have this opportunity
我们就说哎，准备好了我们要来到神的面前预备心我们要来归荣耀于神
this opportunity when we have already prepared our hearts and we say we want to come and we want to give glory to the highest
另外一个 小故事呢，是讲一个人没有归荣耀于神。
The other story is about a person that never give praise to God.
是在《使徒行传》第十二章。
We find in Acts chapter 12.
这里呢是讲一个王叫希律，其实应该是希律王的儿子，就也不过他也叫希律。
Here we are turning to chapter 12 and is
第二十一节，这里就说希律呢在所定的日子，他穿上朝服，就坐在位上，对他的这个百姓呢讲论一番。
We find in verse 21 that Herod, on this day he was actually clad in his clothes and he was actually speaking to his officials.
百姓就喊着说，这是神的声音，不是人的声音。
And then the people were saying that this is the voice not of God but of a man.
No, the other way around.
Sorry. And the people were shouting that this voice is a God and not of a man. I'm sorry.
然后这里就说希律不归荣耀与神。
And here it says that Herod did not give glory to God.
然后就说，所以神的使者就立刻罚他，他就被虫所咬，气就绝了。
And it says that God chastised him, and then worms came and eaten, and then he came. Sorry, he was eaten by worms, and he breathed his last.
也许这个故事是告诉我们，不是你的荣耀，千万不要占为己有。
Well, this story may be telling us that if it's not your crown or your glory.Don't claim it.
希律把神的荣耀占为己有，所以就死了。
Herod died because he usurped God's glory.
所以有时候有些人发短信写给我。
And so at times I receive SMSs.
有时候说今天讲道很好。
Well, they will say that you preach very well today.
我总是赶快回应荣耀归主。
Yeah, he will always say 回应诗歌唱大声一点。No.
感谢主啊啊！因为我知道，如果是好，不是我好。
I know that if the preaching is good, it's nothing to do with me.
那是因为神的道真理很好。
But because God's truth is really good.
还有圣灵的感动。
And it's because of the moving of the Holy Spirit.
所以感谢主，我活到今天。
And so praise the Lord, I'm still alive.
以后如果讲道很好。
And so in the future, if we hear good sermons, yeah.
你就先写荣耀归主。
Then we just text the pastor and say that glory be unto God.
然后就说今天的道对我很有帮助。
But you still have to tell him that 今天的道对你很有帮助。
如果不好
，Well, but if you don't enjoy the sermon,
你也写感谢主。
Then we still say, thank God.
还好我没有睡着。
Thank God that I didn't fall asleep.
希望在今天呢，路加的这两个小故事。
And so I hope that the two stories that's recounted by Luke this morning
关于荣耀归神的事情
with regard to giving God the glory
是我们每一天活着的一个提醒
will give us daily reminder
第一天第一呢就是告诉我们每天活的时候我们要有一个常常感谢感恩的心
firstly that we are to have a thankful heart each and every day
然后第二是不管你是什么成就都好
And secondly, no matter what we have accomplished or not,
我们都把荣耀归于神。
We will keep giving God the glory.
我相信，如果我们每一天都是以这样子的一个心态来活
，I believe this is our attitude to life.
那我们每一天都能够见证神。
Then every day we will witness for God.
下一个主日就是2017年的第一个主日。
We will be entering the first Lord's Day of the New Year next week.
我希望说在年底的时候，真的我们回顾。我们这个2016年神的种种的恩典
I hope that as we reflect on God's grace and blessing for this entire year
然后我们到了每一个2017年的主日的时候
And then when we step into every new Lord's Day in the new year
我们心里是充满喜乐的
We will enter into it with hearts filled with joy
每一个早晨
And every morning
我们就是一同的口唱心和
We will come and sing with one heart
我们说我们将荣耀是的归于至高神
That we give unto God glory
我们来同心祷告
Amen
我们在天上的父我们感谢你因为你在我们中间成就了大事你的爱子到我们当中我们叫我们明白如何做人如何活如何真的是回应你主啊叫我们听到了你的福音见证了你的福音心里充满喜乐感谢你赞美你归荣耀于你这样子祈求祷告阿们